musician your husband is.
Oh.
And what he plays.
I explained that he was a classical musician. And she asked me if he was in a band. And he does not care for popular music to the point that he rarely wants to go to a musical school. And so he's played all his life, played the violin most of his life. And after he retired, he studied the viola, and he's now in the orchestra, the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra, the McKeesport Symphony Orchestra, and the Tuesday Musical string group, besides little informal sessions that he tries to have as often as he can here, you know, quartets and trios.
Mm-hmm. You know what, can I just clarify a couple things? One is, I didn't ask your daughter's married name.
Oh, her name is Norma Kaplan. Her husband's name is Harold Kaplan.
Is that K?
Yeah, C.
Okay.
Kaplan?
With a C.
C-A-P-L-A-N.
Okay.
And he was pronounced Kaplan.
Uh-huh. And I don't remember if I got the spelling of your husband's name.
Leo.
Last name.
Silverblatt.
S-I-L-V-E-R-B-L-A-T-T. Okay. And I think we got your maiden name. We did, not your maiden name, your...
My professional name is Middleman, and that's my maiden name.
Oberchesky?
No, that was my mother's family name.
Your father's.
My own father, my biological father's name was Schechter. Yeah.
Okay.
Schechter, the Hebrew pronunciation.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I was in the middle of saying something. I forget what it was. About the abortion.
Well, we were talking about different terms, different terminology that you had used at the time.
Exactly.
And
it can't have been very important to me.
Well, I was talking also about the type of people that came in the audiences, that they were zealots more than anything else.
Well, not necessarily the audience, but the people who were pro-life people, the nucleus of that. They had an organization called the Women Concern for the Unborn Child, and the head of it was Mary Winter. She was a pretty dynamic woman,
mm-hmm.
very capable, and she organized all over the area, you know, small subgroups of this, and they were really the ones that were carrying the banner for pro-life all these years. Later, other groups began, but they were the beginning of the opposition. And this little band of women, I think you were in the bathroom, and I was telling her, or maybe you were here, that when you looked at the group, they were just a different group of people. Well, they were zealots, and they were angry. Our group, I felt, looked like normal, rational human beings. But I admit that there has to be bias, and, you know, this is a subjective evaluation of them.
Do you still see the same difference now?
Well, I don't go to the meetings, so...
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the pro-life people?
Yeah. I'm not sure just how you're going to use this again. You're going to kind of summarize what I've talked into the, and agree on the version of written.
Everything that you have said is just going to be documented. The tape will stay exactly the way it is.
Yeah.
Everything you've said will be documented on a sheet. It'll be indexed from what you've said. And it will be stored in the library.
What library?
The National Council of Jewish Women's Library.
I see.
For their oral history project.
By name or by initial or how is
I
that?
Believe it's by initial. But I can check and I can get back to you.
Where is the library?
I think it's at the office, the Council of Jewish Women's office.